We often take you out with music. Today, it's music that connects to this particular day. Wayne Newell and his son Chris Newell, they're Passamaquoddy, members of the indigenous Wabanaki Confederacy in the state of Maine. And for all of their communities, Welcome Song would be sung when visitors arrived in their territory. The song will be featured in a new documentary, Dawnland. The film is not about music, but getting the music right in it is crucial. The documentary follows the stories of several key players involved in the Maine Wabanaki State Child Welfare Truth and Reconciliation Commission, or TRC. They've tracked from 1978 to now the various and disturbing ways Native children have been systemically separated from their families. It's resulted in what many Native people describe as an ongoing genocide. Chris Newell, the singer we heard a moment ago, is on the Dawnland team, making sure the film accurately represents the culture of the Wabanaki people. And it's not easy.
Some of these musics come from 400 to 500 years and even older than that. Some of the language that's included, we can't even properly translate into English because we don't speak that version of Passamaquoddy anymore.
So what is your assessment, Chris, of how culture over time has represented Native communities, specifically the Wabanaki, through film and music?
All right. Well, when it comes to the way, Native cultures have been presented in film over time, of course, it's been, you know, somewhat of a tenuous journey in that, you know, the early days of it were often produced by non-Native producers, and they were their impressions of what our culture should be, rather than having so much of the outside influence, presenting how they see us. So we're trying to really take over this narrative now of how we present ourselves, because some of the stories of the folks that were taken, the things that happened to them, sometimes so tragic that they felt and they were treated as if, you know, these stories were unbelievable.
Can you give us one example that you encountered?
An example would be, and I don't want to name the stories of the people in particular, because this is their stories to tell. They gave their statements, and they can be read if they chose to make them public. But without naming the name of the person, you know, one of the people that led, this was a woman-led movement to get this Truth and Reconciliation Commission created. And one of the people that led the movement would talk about how her and her sisters were taken and put into a non-Native home. And when punishment would happen, things would happen like they would be locked in the basement for the entire day.
Wow.
They would be withheld food. If one sister stole a banana one time, and they ended up blaming it on the older sister. And the older sister was the one that basically said, I'm going to take the blame for everything so nothing would happen to my younger sisters, and took the blame for the stealing of the banana. And the punishment that happened, she was put on forced to kneel on a broom for the entire day, and her sisters, as they walked past her, were forced to pull her hair and abuse her by the foster parents, and then she was also denied food for 24 hours. That's part of the abuse, but there was also sexual abuse that occurred in a lot of these cases as well. And once again, you know, these were children this was happening to, and at the time it was happening, they're reporting it, but they're not being believed, and then what happens is the punishment that comes back on them is 10 times more and worse, so they never ever tell their truth again. So Maine is actually the first state to actually look at this history, you know, which has basically been hidden from the American public for the most part, and actually, look and allow the people that were taken or involved to start to tell their stories, and also in a way that they would be believed. It's been a slow process, you know, even after the advent of the Indian Child Welfare Act, which applied to the tribes in the state of Maine. One of the things in our land claim settlement was to make sure that law applied. However, that law didn't have a whole lot of teeth, And the judges and the state workers in the state basically didn't think that a whole lot of these rules didn't apply to them, so they didn't really care about it, and they just basically kind of pushed it under the rug as if it didn't exist.
That's really incredible.
So the law was meant to keep Indian children with Indian families, to keep Indian families intact. However, the state just basically ignored it, and for the most part, through a lack of education, by their own state workers and even the judges. So there was a real sense of ignorance across the state and a real lack of accountability for what they should have been accountable for. They should have been following federal law in this case, dealing with the Indian children in the state, and have not. Historically, and even up until very recent times.
So what is your assessment, Chris, of how culture over time has represented Native communities, specifically the Wabanaki, through film and music?
All right. Well, when it comes to the way, Native cultures have been presented in film over time, of course, it's been, somewhat of a tenuous journey in that, the early days of it were often produced by non-Native producers, and they were their impressions of what our culture should be. Then we had influences also like the Buffalo Bill's Wild West shows way back, in the late 19th century, early 20th century. And a lot of folks, Passamaquoddy, looking for a way of life when we weren't legally allowed to leave our reservations, sometimes took part in those shows. And some of that influence of Plains culture actually ended up on our communities for a while. And that ended up getting represented also in some of the public representations of Wabanaki communities. So we're trying to really take over this narrative now of how we present ourselves, rather than having so much of the outside influence, presenting how they see us.
Where do you find the music today, Chris? Like music that you would call authentic and thriving?
I grew up not a singer, but my dad always sang, to the point that, as I grew up, I get to be 14 years old, teenager, I was a typical teenager, and my dad's constantly singing everywhere in public, no matter where we were, and I'm just like, oh, come on, Dad, take a break. and I'm just like, relax a little bit. But I am thankful for every second that he did that, because no matter what, even though I might have been 14 and going through those teenage malaise, I learned that traditional music. And some of these musics come from 400 to 500 years and even older than that. Some of the language that's included, we can't even properly translate into English because we don't speak that version of Passamaquoddy anymore. And so when it came to the vision for the music for the film, I wanted to really reflect the voice of the communities through music. Music is one of the things that has spoken and kept our story alive through all of these years. So when it's created by us, for the purposes of, whatever purposes, whether it's ceremonial or dance or just to make you happier, maybe to settle somebody who's going through a hard time at a funeral or something like that, that's what I consider, real Wabanaki music. And that's one of the reasons why we're producing a lot of this Native-produced media with this idea in mind of telling our story from our perspective.
Chris Newell, head of education at the Pequot Museum, speaking with us from Mashantucket, Connecticut. Thank you very much for your time. Great to meet you, Chris.
All right. Thank you.
Lauren Stevens, as a little girl, sang at Native ceremonies and gatherings. This is Lauren singing Humbling Song for Dawnland. A little something to consider on this, what some call Columbus Day and others call Indigenous Peoples Day.
Ma wam kava zotine. Ratria no so deep on a lamingered kiko a snook. Ratria no so deep on a lamingered kiko a snook. Jeroam que well tine. Ma wam cabas o tine. Wate webe umma wamkaba zotine. Gratia no so tipana la mingat mi toksno. Gratia no so tipana la mingat mi toksno. Jeroam que wewotine, ma wam kabazotine, wate webiuma wam kabazotine. Gratria no sol tipa nalan mingat kni chano. Gratria no sol tipa nalan mingat kni chano. Jeroam que wewotine ma wam kabazotine. Wate webe umma wamkaba zotine. Ratria no sol tipa nala minga chipalagan. Ratria no sol tipa nala minga chipalagan. Jeroam que wewotine, ma wam kabazotine, wate webe umma wam kabazotine, wate webe umma wam kabazotine. What have you, my one cover's old thing?